All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is WAC 232-12021. This WAC relates to importation of dead non-resident wildlife. The proposed change is related to the section that talks about cervids that are harvested in other states that have chronic wasting disease, CWD, detected in their wild free-ranging populations. The rule requires additional processing of animals before bringing home to Washington, and we're recommending we add Iowa to that list of states and provinces that would require that additional processing. This past year, Iowa had some detections in their hunting season samples in wild free-ranging populations, and so we want to add them to the list. And all of the states that you see here that have yellow on their map are already on the list. I just like doing that. Yes. Right. Just double check to make sure that everybody's on there. There are two colors on here. We'll have to double check on Michigan. Michigan might be just captive populations, so the gray areas are captive populations where they have deer or elk farming and they found it there. But the yellow areas, and I just got this off the Chronic Wasting Disease Alliance website a couple of days ago, so they're pretty good about keeping this updated. It appears from this map that Michigan has detected in their captive populations, but maybe not necessarily in their wild populations unless you have some better, is there? Well, we'll look into that. We might need a floor change for you in April. We often see it in those states that allow alternative livestock farming. We often see it in the captive populations first.
No, it's not.
It is now.
I'm doing all I can, Tim.
I'm sorry. Late in the day.
Thank you,
Chair. Mr. Holzmiller.
Thank you, Chair. Now, it says rules require additional animal processing before bringing home. So what, you can't bring bone home?
In the meat? Well, it's... It's in your notebook. I can.
Okay, if it's in here, I'll find it.
Meat has to be deboned in the state or province where it's harvested and is imported as boned out meat. Skulls and antlers attached to the skull plate or upper canines. All soft tissue has to be removed.
Esteemed moth, yeah, okay.
Hides or capes without heads attached. And so forth and so on. Finished tissue imported for diagnostic research laboratories, that's okay. Finished taxidermy mounts, that's okay. So. But yeah. Definitely some additional processing of meat and heads and antlers in those states where those are harvested that are on that list.
Any other questions? Thank you, Chair.